You are listening to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I'm your host, Eleanor Dooley, and if you're seeking a deeper understanding of your body's inner workings, the reasons behind its actions and reactions, and you suspect that your hormones might be at play, you are in the right place, my friend. As a functional medicine nutritionist specializing in holistic hormone health for women, I bring together the latest research, my clinical expertise, and my own personal experiences to create a safe space for you to learn and explore. Just remember, this podcast provides information and inspiration for you, not medical diagnoses or treatments. Always consult your own doctor before making any changes. Now, are you ready to dive in? Let's get started. Hey everybody, it's Eleanor, and I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by LifeWave. These little stem cell stimulating patches have made a great difference in my life, in my sleep, and in my healing, and in my energy. These stem cell stimulating patches contain a peptide that help your body to regrow and regenerate cells. And what they don't contain is chemicals and medicine. So if you're looking for something that is going to uplevel your life naturally without taking another supplement or medicine, this is a really truly well-researched way to help your body to do that naturally. The science behind these is well-researched and pretty compelling. If you want to look in the International Journal of Medical Sciences, LifeWave Patches has demonstrated significant benefits, not only for athletes, but for everyday people's quality of life. So if you're looking for more, you can head over to my website and under the store tab, you will see these LifeWave patches. Hi, and welcome back to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I'm your host, Eleanor Dooley, and I'm here to talk about conventional blood work and functional blood work. I recently added functional blood work to my practice, and it has literally exploded the amount of people that I'm able to reach, because understanding blood work is something that most practitioners, if they don't offer it, they might not understand its value, or all of the juicy nuggets that you can find in a CBC panel, a CMP panel, and of course, full thyroid panels and other information that we find in blood work. So today I'm going to kind of break down for you some of the reasons why there's functional blood work versus conventional blood work, what really is going on when the doctor tells us we're fine or we're in normal ranges, but we don't really feel that way, and then what you can do about it to empower yourself and understand what is really going on and not really being dismissed because your 3-minute appointment time is up. So I'm glad you're here today. And this is gonna be the first episode in a 2-part series. And the second piece is gonna be more examples and helping you to understand certain markers that can stand out to you on your blood work. And if you see that they're elevated or if they're falling below functional range, how to get help for those things and what to do. I really never knew anything about blood work. I kind of trusted that all blood work looks fine, so you're all fine, and then kind of just left me going, but I don't feel fine. There's something wrong. I just had an injury or an episode or something, and you're telling me that my blood work is fine. Like, how can that be? It doesn't really make sense. So I'm going to talk about conventional blood work, because when I say conventional, it means when you go to your typical primary care manager or your doctor or the lab to get a blood work panel. Some people get this annually with a physical. A lot of my patients don't have insurance, so they don't really get blood work on a consistent basis. So I'm happy to be able to offer that service, basically on demand. So we can get it as a baseline of understanding your health and the things that are going on. So what does it really mean when your results are normal? Because pretty much everybody comes in to my office and sits on my couch and says, my blood work's normal. You know, there's quote unquote nothing wrong. And yet I still have all of these symptoms. My periods are bad. I have really bad migraines, but on paper, I look fine, right? And that's super frustrating, right? And the issue for me, let's just start at the beginning. Conventional ranges. So let's say you go and get blood work from LabCorp or Quest and you bring it back. The numbers on the right side, the column that says, like, if it's you're high if you're above this number and you're low above this number, those numbers are not consistent from lab to lab. So that's the first kind of red flag for me that there's something not right. Like, why would those numbers change? So I started digging and asking, you know, online and, you know, in different medical journals, why are these numbers so different? Where do they even come from? And the thing is that they're based on statistical averages from large populations of people. So for example, one lab might use data from a relatively healthy population. Maybe it's upper class, they have access to more healthcare or more resources for healthy living. And another area, another range might include data from people with specific health issues or history of, you know, areas that don't have access to better healthcare options. So this means the normal range at one lab is not the same at another lab. So depending on where you live and what you have access to, your numbers are different. Like, first of all, that just doesn't seem fair. But second of all, I don't want people making medical decisions based on that theory. I want it to be based on what the blood work is actually saying about me. A study published in the Clinical Chemistry, which is a respected peer-reviewed medical journal, it focuses on blood work and how it's used to diagnose and monitor disease in the body. So this medical journal highlighted that these reference ranges are not consistent from lab to lab, and they're different from area to area. So this is just a reminder that saying that normal does not mean optimal, and it doesn't mean that's fine. Right? It's one of the reasons why a more personalized approach, like getting functional blood work, is really what is going to help you, rather than just thinking that you're fine, come back when you're sicker. Okay? Doctors are trained to look for markers that fall outside of these normal ranges. I mean, you can even see it on your blood work. If it's in red ink, it's a red flag, right? Or maybe they use yellow for low. But I mean, any monkey could pick red or yellow off the paper, right? It doesn't actually explain what is going on in the body. This model of understanding highs and lows, it's not focused on prevention or healing. It's built on the opportunity for doctors to prescribe medication, because this practice aligns with the healthcare system that's really driven by profits rather than patient recovery, right? They're really not that interested in you getting healthy. They're interested in you getting the support that you need through continued medication and prescriptions. Dr. Marcia Angel, she wrote the book, The Truth About the Drug Companies. The pharmaceutical industry thrives on long-term prescriptions. That's how this money system keeps going, because the global pharmaceutical market is now worth over $1.2 trillion. Okay, and it's only rising with all of these drugs, these prescriptions that need to be prescribed over and over. And unfortunately, this system is not measured on how many patients are healed. It's measured of number of prescriptions written and profits generated. So you can just see the fundamental flaw in this line of thinking. But from a naturopathic perspective, my holistic view, It says that the conventional approach to healthcare is fundamentally flawed because it focuses on treating the symptoms with medication rather than really getting to the root cause, the reason the body is reacting this way. Whereas using holistic practices, I think about the importance of the underlying issues that are causing the symptoms. So, for instance, rather than you going to get blood work, your cholesterol comes back elevated. Rather than giving you a prescription statin to artificially bring that number down. So the body's still making it in the numbers that it's making it, but this medication is forcing it, the number on the blood work to reach the green level, okay? As a naturopath, I look at why is that cholesterol high? What factors in your life are causing it to be high? Now, the conventional doctor is thinking, well, you probably eat a bunch of junk food. You probably have unhealthy lifestyle habits. And so rather than really work on changing those, I'm just going to give you this statin and you don't have to change anything else. And to the average person, that sounds perfect. I would much rather take a pill then do all the work. I mean, it's human nature. That's totally understandable. But the issue is there are a lot of people that come into my office that do not eat a lot of junk food, that are eating healthy whole food diets for the most part. They're not drinking copious amounts of alcohol and sodas and that typical quote unquote American lifestyle. And they have raised cholesterol. So what now? Doctors kind of look at it in a way of, well, you're probably lying, or I just don't believe you, right? Like that's the end of it. Lose some weight, right? But the thing is, cholesterol raised in the body to me makes me ask the question, are there other metabolic imbalances causing your body to make extra cholesterol? Do you have chronic stress, hormonal imbalances, or thyroid dysfunction? Has anybody looked at a full thyroid panel? And if you haven't listened to the last three episodes, I did a three-part series on understanding your thyroid. I highly recommend it. I recommend it to all of my patients now because this is what I spend a lot of time going over in sessions, is telling you how things work and what components are involved in each of these systems. It's not as simplified as, oh, your thyroid is this, I'm going to give a medication and we're done. It's really understanding the different components. Mm-hmm. Treating these clients, getting back to the statin and the cholesterol, it's problematic because statins not only reduce the physical cholesterol that your body has made, it inhibits the body's ability to use that cholesterol that it's made. And we need cholesterol to make things like, hello, testosterone. If you have a low libido and you're taking a statin, it's probably because your body doesn't have enough cholesterol to make hormones. If you have low estrogen, if you're transitioning from a menstruating woman to menopause, your estrogen is dropping. If you're taking a statin, your body's really struggling to make hormones. But your primary care manager that's giving you that statin is not thinking about you having low estrogen. And yet this is what the holistic picture looks like. This holistic approach is supported by research published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. And it shows that lifestyle modifications and addressing underlying imbalances can be much more effective in metabolic balance than going on statins to reduce cholesterol. I mean, it just makes sense. Naturopathic doctors often use functional blood work because it shows us early signs of imbalance that can be corrected through natural interventions now. Things like understanding proper nutrition, herbal supplements, and truly connecting with stress management before it's escalated in conditions that require medication. People do not develop metabolic disease overnight. You go get blood work one day and you don't have diabetes. The next day you have diabetes, right? on paper, that's how it works. But you and I both know that developing a chronic metabolic disease is a course of many, many, many years. And if you had the information at the beginning of the imbalance and the solution on how to rebalance it, wouldn't that be much better of a solution and a plan than waiting until the disease has caused damage in the body and then forcing you to be on a lifelong medication? Like, I know financially it doesn't make sense for the healthcare industry, but for my body and the way that I want to go the next 10, 20, 30, 40 plus years of my life, I want to continue being medication free. But we have to do the functional blood work in order to keep it in check. So if you think about it, this approach reduces our dependency on pharmaceuticals. That's really what we need to focus on, because the path to wellness is not only more sustainable, not going on these medications, but it aligns with taking care of our bodies and ourselves and our children and our culture, rather than these short-term fixes that are gonna fizzle out, and all of those laundry list of side effects that when they have those funky commercials with the cute jingles that they just blast through. If you've ever taken the time to listen to any of those things, it's jaw-dropping what these side effects are. A lot of them are very, very tragic. And this leads me to the point that I wanted to spend a little bit of time on is controversy in research. Because I recently learned, my eyes were open, that where doctors get their training and their understanding of pharmaceuticals and the human body and healing and surgery and things in our medical care system are pretty much bought by the pharmaceutical companies. And it kind of broke my heart a little bit, I gotta admit, because institutions like Harvard and Stanford Medical School, like just the highest regard for these people, Johns Hopkins, like doctors that come from these systems are the best of the best. At least that was my interpretation, my understanding. And like what they said was, couldn't be questioned, essentially, right? But the curriculum development that they go through is influenced by the almighty dollar. I hate to break this to you guys, but pharmaceutical companies, they fund the significant portion of research and training at these schools, and they are bought. These doctors are bought by these pharmaceutical companies. A recent report in the Journal of American Medical Association, the AMA, revealed that pharmaceutical companies spend billions, with a B, annually to support academic institutions. And this financial backing often comes with strings attached, right? If their curriculum is based on understanding these drugs, how to use these drugs, and when to prescribe these drugs that you are meant to stay on for a lifetime, it's a cash cow for sick people, for a sick culture that we live in. This means that because a doctor that graduated from a prestigious medical school doesn't necessarily mean that they're well-versed in proper nutrition or holistic healing. In fact, a study published in Academic Medicine found that less than 20%, I'm going to repeat this for those of you in the back, less than 20% of medical schools in the US require a course in nutrition. It's not a requirement for these doctors that have come from Harvard and Stanford. And this lack of education in foundational health practices, it leaves these doctors ill-equipped to address the root causes of chronic disease. And instead, they focus on prescribing medications as the primary solution. This is so problematic. It highlights why the conventional approach fails to deliver true healing. And if you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable or you want to say something back to me, I get it. And I started thinking about my parents' generation and this baby boomer generation, because they largely trust doctors without question. Without question. It was the culture, believing whatever the doctor prescribed or recommended was in their best interest. This trust was rooted in the belief that doctors were primarily focused on healing. However, today's generation is beginning to question these modern motives. Because we're seeing, and I got to be honest with you, we're not seeing people get better. We're not seeing people get better on these medicines. People that have been on these medicines have been on them for decades. And it only leads to more medications down the line. So what starts with blood pressure medication and a statin for cholesterol pretty soon becomes, oh, your blood sugar's creeping up there. Let's get you on some diabetic medications. Oh, that's managed, but let's get you on heart medication, quote unquote, whatever that is. But pretty much every old person I know is on that. So it just becomes, the chronic diseases are on the rise and they're not going anywhere, even though they're on all of these prescriptions and they can't get off of them. And instead of healing, they're being managed by a cocktail of medications that addresses some of the symptoms, but they're still failing at health. They're getting worse. They're deteriorating. Their joints they need hip replacements. They need knee replacements. Their mental cognitive function is declining. But if these medications are the answer, why are we still sick? This shift in perception ties back to something as basic as blood work. When doctors look at your blood work, their first instinct is, how can I medicate this person? That's what they're trained to do. That's what they're trained to do. They're not trained to look deeper into why this marker is off. That's what is the difference between my practice of looking at people's blood work and what I used to do when I went to my primary care doctor. Patients inherently believe their doctors are focused on healing them, but the reality is really quite different. The healthcare system is built on a model that prioritizes profit, with doctors frequently being incentivized to prescribe medications rather than to go seek natural or holistic healing opportunities. They're not taught to go find a naturopathic doctor that's going to help you heal your liver health. They're taught to give you the medication that's going to keep you on that medication, not getting better until the end of time. This doesn't mean that doctors don't care about their patients. Don't get me wrong. It's not a us versus them at all. It's the system. It's the system of training that individual doctors are taught to manage disease and also generating a lot of revenue. But it's the false belief that doctors are focused on healing, when reality, the system is geared toward them maintaining a steady flow of patients on medications and profits. In my practice, I take your blood work to a whole different level of understanding. It's not just looking at the markers that fall with the highs and the lows. It's really identifying the patterns and me recognizing the red flags that might indicate early stages of imbalance, disease, or damage in the body. For example, let's talk about monocytes. And in part two of this, I'm going to get into particular blood markers that I want you to identify. I want you to remember, because when you get your blood work next time, you'll go, oh, she was talking about this. So monocytes are a type of a white blood cell. And when monocytes are elevated, it can be a sign that your body's fighting an infection or possibly dealing with parasitic infection. This piece of information can tell us that there's an underlying issue that needs support and interventions. and inflammation reduction. But here's the problem. In the convention medicine model, these subtleties are often overlooked. Whether doctors are aware of these indicators or not is irrelevant because they typically won't address them unless you're already sick, unless you're sick enough to need medication. And when your doctor tells you you're fine, what they really mean is you're not sick enough to need medication yet. They're telling you to come back when you're sicker, but I believe you deserve much better than that. I believe that catching these imbalances early will restore your health before it spirals into something more serious. And in my practice, I don't really say everything's fine. There's always something to work on. There's always something to improve because my goal for you is optimal health, not just getting by without medications yet. I want you to feel your best. I want you to come in and say, my symptoms have resolved and I only changed a few things about my lifestyle. Getting blood work through my practice is not only easy, but it's really informative. Once I get your results from the lab, I go beyond the numbers and I provide you with a detailed interpretation video. And it explains exactly what's happening in your body. And I also like to geek out a little bit and I include a color-coded spreadsheet because it makes it easier to grasp the information and what the markers are telling you and why these things are happening, not just that they are. But after that, I create a personalized protocol tailored for what we're seeing in the blood work. And this can be anything from reducing bacterial inflammation, detoxing from parasites, flushing out heavy metals. I've done all of those things with my patients with really great success because we target. We don't just throw spaghetti at the wall and hope a probiotic will fix it. We actually look at what is causing the imbalance. Sometimes this is blood sugar regulation. And looking at the foundations of understanding blood sugar can really change the whole dynamic of your health. Unfortunately, a lot of practitioners skip this part. Maybe they don't understand blood work. Maybe they don't really, they just use the highs and the lows. I don't know, but I want to offer you the best at understanding your body so that we don't have to get to the stage of needing medication to manage disease or chronic anything in the future. Let me tell you about a client of mine as I wrap up. She's 52, she's super active, she's healthy. She, quote unquote, if you're listening, I'm using air quotes, she does everything right, but lately she's totally wiped out. And this is like the major fatigue, the brain fog. She can't lose weight. She's doing all the things. This is the classic woman that walks into my office. So she went to her doctor and they ran the basic tests, mainly just to check out her thyroid, right? This is the buzz word blood test. My thyroid's fine, right? I hear it all the time. Because their doctor tested their TSH and T4 levels. And her TSH came back at 4.0 and the doctor said, well, that's normal and T4 looks good. So just get some rest, okay? But here's the thing, she knew she wasn't just tired. She was exhausted constantly, even after sleeping. So she came to me for a deeper look. And I ran a full panel, by the way, which again, go back to the last three episodes where I talk about what a full thyroid panel is. And I can tell you it's not just TSH and T4, but I also check things like free T3 and reverse T3 or RT3. You might have seen that on a blood work panel. Now, here's where it gets really interesting because your liver has a choice when it turns T4 into T3. T3 is the good stuff. It's the active hormone that's going to give you energy. But RT3 is a hormone that signals your body needs to take a break. So it's not going to give you that energy that you are hoping for. And the reason it does that is because when your body's stressed, if it's dealing with an infection or something else that's really trumping anything else in your body's conserving energy. So when I looked at her results and I found that her RT3 was high, It meant her body was choosing the slowdown. So no matter what she tried to do to increase that, if she didn't address the reason that her liver was putting out the RT3, nothing was going to change. And guess what? We were able to find the hidden reason was a parasite infection that was stressing her body out big time. And instead of just pumping in thyroid medication to help her feel energetic, her liver was basically telling her to slow down. And this was a huge revelation because it wasn't about her thyroid being off or her thyroid being fine and the doctor saying, go get some rest, but it was understanding why her body was forcing her to slow down and then targeting the solution or the reason. So once we figured this out, I didn't just tell her, go get some more sleep. I put a specific plan together that supported her liver to get her body back on track. And guess what? After just like a month or two, she was back to her regular energy, mind fog cleared, and then the weight started moving. It wasn't that her efforts weren't enough, which is what we're kind of groomed to think in society. We're told we're not doing it right. This program is going to fix you. This workout plan, this diet, because we're not looking at the finer details. And we're accepting things like your thyroid looks fine. It must be you that is the problem. If this story resonates with you and you're tired of being told you're fine or things look normal, I want to invite you to take a different approach. If you're listening to this podcast, you obviously are connecting with the idea that what you're being given is not good enough. And I offer a comprehensive, functional blood panel that goes beyond the basics to uncover what's really happening. And this fall, I'm running a special offer to help women get the answers that they need. You can set up a free 20-minute consultation. It can be telehealth. So if you don't live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, no problem. We can do this all online. But I want you to take the time to get the real answers, to get the balance, to get the targeted solutions, instead of just waiting around for disease. Because if you're not proactive, if you're not taking steps to take care of you now, because you don't know what to do, you're gonna have to deal with the disease and the chronic medications and the just unwell and sickness of the future. And I don't want that for you. I started this practice to help women like you and to offer an alternative solution that really supports you and loves you and takes care of you. I hope you like this episode. Please tune in for part two when I go into more specifics about specific blood work markers that you can pull out of your own blood work, look up old blood work, download your mom's blood work, whatever you want to do. But I encourage you to reach out to me, start the conversation, and get the answers that you deserve. Thank you, guys. Talk to you later. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I appreciate you being part of our community, and I hope you found today's episode truly valuable. If this podcast meant something to you and you'd like to show your support, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Your reviews help others discover this valuable information. Don't forget to stay connected with me on social media. You can always find me on Instagram at holistic.hormone.specialist, where I share insights, tips, and updates to keep you informed and inspired. And if you're interested in exploring my latest programs and resources, head over to nourishingnutrition.net to see what's new and how you can further your journey to holistic hormone health. Once again, thanks for being part of this podcast family. Your health and well-being matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, take care and stay hormonally balanced.